It's what Yah has granted unto Israel when we all hearken. Listen to him. That's why he said, if you will listen and observe all that I command you. Hallelujah. You must do that. You must listen and observe to do all. Oh, I know it seems bitter going down, but when you eat what he says, when it hit the belly, it's sweet. And then it began to yield the peaceable fruit of life. Hallelujah. I want to be corrected. I want to hear this kind of preaching from me. Hallelujah for me. I need to be corrected. I want to walk in the straight narrow way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to walk that way. And so the enemy, because he has blinded our minds don't function, we're forgetful. We can't even hardly think today, can we? Come on, brothers and sisters, even the young ones. Your mind is forgiven because, brothers and sisters, you feed it sugar cookies all day long. It's gonna produce that. That's why they've taken your babies away. One of the most strangest things I ever thought of. And as I think about it more today, a mother would have a child 8 weeks. She puts it into the hands of a total stranger, never met, and lay that baby in that hand to raise her child. Something is twisted there, isn't it? I don't care what you say, a total stranger. I don't care what kind of quote Christianity they have and how sweet they are. Someone to take their baby out of their womb 8 weeks later and lay it in the hands of a total stranger. Something is demented there. This is how this world has raised us. The Torah teaches a mother what to do. To put the titty in the youngest mouth. Until the titty, she should be there with the baby. Until the baby suck the titty no more. They're giving your baby the Similac and now this deficiency syndrome. Look at the babies today. It wasn't so when I was growing up. Mama flopped that titty out and put it in my mouth. I said that way. Mama flopped the titty out. It was not some strange thing. She didn't care. She didn't come up. She flopped that titty out, pulled a napkin. I remember as a young boy looking at the women, popped that titty out. It was no strange thing to me. They've corrupted so now. It's the breast, it's the plate of love. Hallelujah. And so she fed us that. She didn't feed us no Similac milk. This damn trash that these perverted scientists have made up that is synthetic, unreal. You put that trash in your youngers, you wonder why their minds are twisted as hell and they're crazy. Hallelujah. They take them right out of your belly, mamas, and right out of off your titty. And put them in their whorehouses to train their minds to oppose Yah. They feed them with this trash. All they want is cookies and donuts and they're soft and they're fat and they're sloppy looking. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Give them a little hour pee and they think they got something. And the boys walk sloppy, they walk lazy. And the young gals are sloppy, they're lazy. Hallelujah. Get upset, but that's all right. Truth. Hallelujah. Yah deals with every aspect of Israel. That's why there are times he says, fast for your wickedness. You're wicked. You turn the plate down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, because the God of this world has blinded your mind, lest the light of the Tefirah, the splendid message of HaMashiach, who is the, what did it say? Who is the what? Who is the what? He is a reflection. And his word reflects him. The word of Yah reflects who he is. Is that what it says? He's the image? Is that what it says? He's the image of Yahweh. Should shine in them. That image of Yah. Do we not have the word of Yah in us? Is that not the image of Yah? Should that not shine out of us, brothers? Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. If we're in the image of Yahshua, then the word of Yah says that if we listen to him and observe the holy command, then we will prosper, right? Then why are we not prospering? Why we don't look prosperous? I looked at that Forbes list of the richest men in the world. Even though they look like twisted jackpots, you can look at their countenance, their expression. It's powerful looking. Their skin complexion, the skin is just it's powerful looking. Sure is. It's a synthetic false one, but it's there. Ours is genuine if we obey what Yah says. This word of Yah will add fatness to your bone and health to your inward parts. That's what we need to do. When sick, pray. Call for the elders. We don't call because we're so full of sin, we don't know how to call for no one. We're so full of wickedness, we're calling for a pharmaceutical. These twisted-minded men, they're wicked, they love a dollar. They don't love you, they love a dollar. And what this wicked nation is about to do, that if you don't have insurance, it's going to call, they can actually put you in jail. Well, they will put me in jail. They will put me in jail. I will not allow that. Oh, me, I will not. Hallelujah. For me to live is Yahshua. For me to die, that's a great gain for me. And I trust Yahweh. Hallelujah. I don't speak with no deceitful tongue. Speak the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves. I declare unto you the counsel of Yahweh. I'm not telling you about no excellence because I have none. I have no tefirath. I have no splendor. But Yahshua does. And myself as a servant, avadim, a servant for the sake of Yahshua. I'm a servant for his sake. I'm a servant for the sake of Yahshua HaMashiach. Why? For Yahweh who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined it in our levim, in our hearts. For what reason? To give the light of the knowledge of the majesty of Yahweh in the face of Yahshua HaMashiach. Now that is what the light does. It shows us the majesty, the tefirah, the splendor, the power of Yah in Yahshua's face. And the reason we don't see Yahshua in one another, because we are full of darkness. And all you see is a reflection of your corruption. It's almost like those that say they're best friends. And then they will belittle one another to some other friend, someone else they don't know. Hallelujah. See, when one is the best friend, what they see in that person is a reflection of them. Hallelujah. If Sister Roberts is my friend, my best friend, then when I see her, I need to see the reflection of me. Same thing with her. The image. Hallelujah. That's simple. Are we not friends? Yeshua called us friends. He said, you know, more servants, but friends. Well, we ought to see, if he's our friend, should we not see that reflection in us? This word is so simple. And the reason we don't understand simplicity is because we don't like studying it. We don't like reading it. And that's what you see. When you look at your friend, you look at them and say, I will never do anything to hurt my... Oh, I love her so, my friend. Oh, you're my friend. Come on, brothers and sisters. When there's a friend, there's a great warmth and a great love. When you see them, you see the reflection of you. Will you correct you like that? That's why I correct my friend. Do you ever get wounded in this house with your friend? All right then. Hallelujah. Does Yahshua wound us? Were they his friends? Did he not call them friends before he went to Calvary? Did he not call them friends? Did he not call the Shulishiams friends? Did they forsake him? Did he come to restore them? We're ignorant. Hallelujah. So, friend, you get wounded. Is Yahshua our friend? So he's wounded us, isn't he? Sure he's wounded us. Hallelujah. He's going to wound you, honey. His word is powerful and is sharp too, isn't it? Is it dull or sharp? Sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharpen it up, yeah. Hallelujah. The harder you get, the harder or the sharper his word comes. Iron sharpens iron, doesn't it? So you set before him with your iron staunchness. He said, I like that, honey, because it sharpened my word on you. I cut you to pieces. So I like it when you're getting hardened. Harden yourself up. Get quiet on me. Hallelujah. I ain't bearing up. I'm going to bear down. That's what the word of Yah does. Hallelujah. So the light of the knowledge of the majesty of Yah in the face of Yahshua. Oh, I want to see Yahshua. Look upon his face. You remember the song? There to sing forever of his saving Ahava. We want to see his face. And the only power of Yahshua we're going to see is we see in one another. And because you're corrupt, all you're going to look for is corruption because you're corrupt. Hallelujah. So the image that you see is the image of corruption. When one that has a hope, then the images of the thoughts in their minds different than one that is disgruntled, angry. When one is at peace or happy on their jobs, their outlook is different than one that is not. Isn't it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So because you're not happy, then your outlook is different than the ones in Yahshua. Because they're happy. Hallelujah. 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 To them, the correction of Yah is not a hard thing, but it's a beautiful thing. They bless Yah for correcting them because he make himself known to them by judgment. And they know that he hath received them. He corrects them. Some of you all is as fickle can be. I'm talking to you, Israel. You're fickle and wishy-washy as they come. Hallelujah. It's best just to say, I'm fickle today. I'm fickle. We don't even have enough integrity to say, I'm fickle and like a fruitcake. I have no problem saying that. Do I, honey? I'm fickle. Don't mess with me. I'm just fickle right now. Well, it could take me 2 minutes. I'm all right. How you doing? Hallelujah. There's nothing, as Shaul says, we've denounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We are very dishonest people. We're dishonest with each other. And Yah is honest with us. Hallelujah. He's honest with me all the time. That's why I love him. My mind it becomes so infatuated. I sit up, kick my heels up, and I'm just infatuated. It's something I can't express. Do I get a feel? Yeah, but it's something that I just can't tell you. I just tell everybody, I love you so much. I really do. Even in death, I love you. I do. It's genuine. I'm sincere. It's not something false. It is. I don't know how to say it, but it's real. Hallelujah. When I wake, he's on my mind, and it gives me that euphoric, that emotion, that feeling. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel. What treasure? That the excellence of the power may be of Yah and not of us. We cannot do it. And the excellence of the power is of Yah and not of us. That's why you can never get it done. The world tells you to do your New Year's resolution. And no one, it works for no one. For the excellence of the power is in Yah and not in us. And if he is in us, Yahshua, his word, then we can do all things in the excellence of that power. We need to understand this simple truth. We need to know why. Because this is what Solomon, in all of his wickedness, he says this in Mishlei 35. He says, every call, every word of Yah is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Everything. The totality of what he speaks. Everything. Each, all, the whole. It is all pure. And look at this. He says, and your savior add you not to his words, lest he reprove you, and that you be found to be a kazab, a liar. You be found to be a liar. When I saw that word kazab, it is for one lie. That's a liar. It's not just one that's repeatedly telling lies, but one lie. What he says here, add not, do not alter, do not try to change the word of Yah to fit a doctrine or to fit your ways, lest you be found a liar. All the words, Mishlei, Proverbs 35, all of them are pure. What word of Yah is not pure? Can we commit adultery? Can we commit adultery? Is that not pure? Can we murder? No, we cannot. See, that's the excellence of the power of Yah in us, because there's no will in us to defy what he commands us. Hallelujah. I want to obey him. He has given us the power to do it. He has given us his ruach, his spirit, that we can do all things in Yahshua HaMashiach. We can do all things. Hallelujah. This is what Yah says. You don't have this, but I want to read it. It's out of the Apocrypha. Hallelujah. It says in Wisdom 2:21. It says to the wise man, he says to the wicked, thus they reason. But they are led astray. You never reason, do you? You reason in your mind and it leads you away from the word of Yah. Wisdom 2:21. But they reason, but they are led astray. For their wickedness blind them. Just like I said, your anger, your wickedness blind you. It is the wickedness of your greed and your lust that blind you. It is your own wickedness that blind. He says it's the wickedness that blind them. And he says to them, he says in verse 22. And they did not know the secret purpose of Yah. Nor hope for the wages of his kadosh, nor discern the prize for blameless souls. Yahweh created man for incorruption. He did not create us to be corrupted. And he made him in the image of his own eternity. Was not Yahshua the image of the word of Yah? Yah made us in the image of his own eternity. He says, but through Shatan, envy, death enter into the world, and those that belong to his party will experience it. Now that is a true proverb there. Those that belong to the party of Shaitan, they're going to experience that. The envy and death, they are going to experience it. It is the wickedness of Israel that blinded them. It is because they did not obey Yahweh what blinded them. And the word of Yah says, well, you have an ought, or we have a disposition against Wanda. The scripture tells us what to do, doesn't it? He tells us to lay our gifts down at the altar. You go to the brother, sister, get it right. It is our wickedness that blinds us that we can't do that. Come on here, people. It's your own wickedness that blinds you. It's your own foul nature that blinds you. That you will not obey, hearken to what Yah says. We're guilty of that. Hallelujah. That's why if you come to me, I will get you and I will get the one. Hallelujah. Oh, I know I've done that in the past where I just get the one. But I will find out. If I don't sense that this one is truthful, I will say, go get that one. We will find out. Hallelujah. It's your own wickedness that blinds you. It's your own self-righteousness, your own corruption. What you sin reflecting is your own wickedness. You can't see. You don't see nothing. Your corrupt flesh, wicked. You can smell the stench of it. You don't even present the right posture, the attitude. You stink, you spoil. Your own wickedness, your own unclean ways blind you. When you find one that has the purity of Yah, it's something about that that's beautiful. Nothing like the purity of Yah. Nothing, the virtuousness of Yah. Hallelujah. I like being around folks like that. Will you love others more? I tell you what. Do you believe in scripture where there were those that loved some more than they loved others? Sure was. Yaakov, he loved Yosef more than all of his wives. Hallelujah. Yitzhak loved Rivka more than he loved Laban. Come on, brothers and sisters. He loved Yisrael. There are those that like being around and those that don't like being around. I don't want to be around something that stinks. I don't want to be around no putrefied odor. I like things that smell nice. That's the truth. I don't want to be around one that stinks. You want that? No, I don't. Hallelujah. I don't want to be around that. I don't want to use a restroom where it's stinking dirty. I don't want to use that. I'd drive down somewhere else. Hallelujah. I said to one other day, I said, if you want to find out what's in the restaurant, go to the restroom. You find out what's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You find out, you go to the restroom. You go to someone's restroom in the house, you find out what they're about. Sure you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so there are those that I don't want to be around because they stink. I don't believe that way. Y'all brought Lot and his family out of Sodom. He was vexed with their wicked conversation. It's the wickedness of your own mind that blinds you. That's why you can't see yourself. Man, I'd rather see me than see someone else. I'd rather see where I need to pull up than to see where someone else is falling. And when I get that right, then they can behold the image of Yahshua in me and say, well, what are you doing? Hallelujah. Can I show an example of that? It's just like someone loses weight, then everybody, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hallelujah. Now someone that is out of that, just tell them, well, I'm doing this and that. I'm doing this. But someone that wants to be secretive, they won't tell them. Hallelujah. So Yah has revealed unto us the hidden secrets. And the reason they're hidden secrets because there's wickedness there. And you want to blind someone's eyes from what you're doing, hypocrite. Oh, he draws this thing to the parallel of the natural scenarios that we endure every day. And I make it plain for you. I make it plain for you. Hallelujah. Oh, of course, I asked the mother, what are you doing? Quit, you're not eating your donuts at night or what? Hallelujah. We're a generation of hypocrisy. We've been trained that way. Our minds have mutated from the mind of Hamashiach. That's what we must let. How did you let? This kind of mind, it's hard to receive this. Hallelujah. Because we transgress. And it's hard to accept this. That's why we're cold and indifferent. Hallelujah. 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 It's hard to receive this. That's why we must let this penetrate us. You got to let this word penetrate. You can't resist this and fight this. You got to let. You got to open yourself up to it and let it cut, let it destroy you. And Scripture tells us in Isaiah chapter 29, as Yah expressed unto Israel by the mouth of the Nabi this senseless and this hypocrisy of Yehuda or the religious ones. He speaks to the religious minded ones among us. You that think yourself righteous. He says in Yeshaya 29:9, Yahweh says, pause and wonder. They cry out for trouble. We do that, we get in trouble, don't we? Do we not cry out, we get in trouble? He said, they are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out upon them the ruach, or the spirit of deep sleep. That's why some of you all sleep. You stumble at the word of Yah. You stagger. You get upset, don't you? It's because He has poured out the ruach, the spirit of sleep upon you. He has closed your eyes. You tell me Yah does that? He has closed your eyes. And the Nabi and the rulers and the seer has He, kasha, has He blinded. He said He has blinded the eyes of those that declare unto us the counsel of Yah. Because of our hypocrisy, because of our own corruption. We will not obey Him. We will not allow this living power of the Torah, Yeshua, to come alive in us. So He has caused us deep sleep. You get sleep in Yah's house. You get weary, don't you? But you can shop in Walmart 5 hours and not get weary. You can walk till your feet hurt and not get weary. And at least of the pain when it comes to Yah, you find some reason to stay at home and sleep, don't you? Come on here, people. Hallelujah. I'm not sparing one thing, the least little small thing. Let someone come and say, let's go to Walmart. Well, my daughter's not. Okay, hold up, I get it up. You want to go to Walmart? Oh, yeah, mama. The damnable wickedness. Hallelujah. 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 But you can walk all day in Walmart. You take $50 and try to buy the world with it. Yah tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. Hallelujah. That's what we need, to buy the truth of Almighty Yah. He has caused us to fall upon the Norbies and the rulers. Why? Because all religious Israel is blind. Not Israel. The next verse, verse 11. And the vision of all is become to you as the words of a book that is sealed. We don't even know what's in the book. Because it is like it's sealed to us. Which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read it, I beg of you. And he says, I cannot, for it is chofan. It is sealed. I don't understand. It stopped. It shut up. So they go to the eloquent speakers and say, tell me what it says. And he says, I don't know what it says because it's sealed. And the book is delivered, the scroll is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, tell us, read this. We beg of you. And he says, I do not even understand the language. I am not learned. I'm an unlearned man. I don't know what it says. Yah has sealed the book. He has sealed it up. Evangelist Hall will say they're going to take the book. No, Yah has just sealed the book. That's why he must deliver unto Israel Rahamen after his love that will feed us with knowledge and understanding. We must understand the plight of Israel. We must understand the ways of Israel. We must understand the wickedness that blinds your mind. Your mind is blinded because of your wickedness. Your own wickedness blinds you. You cannot hear Yah because of your own wickedness, your own rebelliousness, your own willingness to be rebellious against Him, your own unwillingness not to obey what He commands us. This way is not hard. The burden of Yahshua is light and His yoke is easy. Therefore Yahweh says, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and we can get it here and seen, can't we? Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh, we can do all that. He said, but and with their lips they do they honor me, they shivak. I mean, they kapod me, they kapod. Oh, I love Yah, hallelujah, I love Yah. He said, honor me. He said, but have removed unto them far. Now that's what it says. He says, you remove your loving far from me. How do you know? When Yah speaks to you and you rebel, you coil up like a vicious serpent of hell. When you speak against his order, when you speak against the men's servants, just like they did against Noah, against Moshe and Haran, and Yah brought fire down upon them, you will know you're wicked. It's the wicked madness of your own heart. Hallelujah. There's a wickedness there. And you're not right. You better get right with your maker, as the old folks would say. He said, your heart, your living is far from me. And their fear of me is taught by the commandment of men. The way they fear me is because of what? Well, quote, this is what they say, quote, well, God won't do that. Well, they're liars, they're gods. Look at what the God of this world is doing. Look at the wars. Look at the killings. Look at death. Look at the thievery. They boast with their 479 billionaires in America. And New York lost its perch on this year. They have 77 billionaires. And Moscow has 79. And so New York has dominated the world with billionaires. And 479 here in America. They've dominated the world with billionaires. Man, do you all understand that? And so Moscow and these men, they oppress the poor, the hirelings. That's why there's an evil in the land. The wages are kept back because they're evil men. Yah's going to pull the rug from this wicked nation, whether you buy it or not. Mr. Bush said yesterday, you all get that money, spend it. They want you to go to Walmart, Kmart, and the thrift dollar store. They send some here, we're going to utilize it for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let the economy go to hell. Let it go to hell. There was an economy that went to hell in Mizraim. Yah had a man there. His name was Yosef. And all around them they were suffering. And he brought out his seed. His seed. He brought them to Mizraim. And Yah watched over them. Let it go to hell. Let the jobs fall. Let them not be able to cut trees. No water for no meters to read. Let it all go. No houses built. No electricians. Hallelujah. What we going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust the word of Yah. You can run like a swine to the world, but I'm going to trust Yah. So that's my prayer. Hallelujah. Let the armies, the military might fall. It's failing. Even old Bush said that the economy is slowing down. It's in a mess. This world is in a mess. Let no one trick you. Hallelujah. It's in a mess. And because of your little own situation, you're insulated from really what's happening to others. Because you don't think on those terms. It's not even a concern of yours. Because you sit at your table and you feel your gut and you think, look at me, I'm all right. Hallelujah. But what has befallen them is going to befall you. They out there in the Midwest in Kansas, jobs needed, and they take and spend, they're going to spend $100 billion with Airbus in France to build tankers. And yet the people out there, that's how corrupt this government is. It's going to reduce this nation down, the rich and the powerful, that you all are going to be slaves. Hallelujah. Yah said he set Israel above all nations. If we listen to him and observe to do what he commands. You don't have to believe it. Hallelujah. Over there doing, quote, good. They're not doing nothing. They're slaves and they're laboring. Hallelujah. And the nickel is gone to the wicked, wicked suppressor. Hallelujah. At least you all can give. And you can give all too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. I live fine. I live exceptionally fine. Hallelujah. I can eat. Hallelujah. I know who prepared my food. Hallelujah. I live excellent. Got wood on the hearth. When it get cool this evening, I can stay warm. I live fine. No bills oppress us. Hallelujah. I live excellent. Don't worry, have to worry about the latest fashion. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the electricity being paid, and we have no money, turn it off. What are you going to do? Just praise Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to be put to the test. You're going to find out what's in you. In these kinds of times that they call tough times, we're weak. What do you think is going to happen when And he calls both small, great, rich, and poor to take the mark of the beast. You're going to sell out. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they can't even understand verse 13. Therefore, Yah says, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouths and with their lips do they honor me, but I remove the levim far from me, and their fear are taught by the concepts, the precepts, the commandments of men. And the commandments of men make void the word of Yah, do they not? And because of that, brothers and sisters, then Yah has sent this nkasha, this blindness upon us. And when this blindness comes, it's the result because we don't believe Him. We must hear Him in order to trust Him. If you do not shemach Yah, you will never hear Him. You must shemach, you must hear Him. If you don't hear Him, you will not believe Him. That's why we don't believe Him, because we don't hear Him. We hear our mind, don't we? Come on here. Don't you hear your mind talking to you? Hallelujah. Even when there's a will, even in your physical sense, not to do something, you say, well, just this time. And the enemy knows he's already got the seed that this time you're going to do the next time. And the next and the next and the next. So you got to get over this time. And once you get over this time, it's easy to get over the next time. And once you get over the next time, then it's far less easy to get over the next and the next time. Hallelujah. You make excuses for yourself. And Yah, He has not made one excuse for us, and He has it. He said, you better listen to what I say. You better observe to do what I command you to do. Because if you don't, then poverty, you're going to suffer for that. And we're suffering because of that. Look at what Scripture says in Yochanan, John 12:37. Because of the unbelief of Israel, Yochanan 12:37. And though Yahshua had done a few miracles before them. You'll catch up with me. Yochanan 12:37. Though Yahshua had done a few miracles. Come on, say it loud for me. Many. Do you understand that? Many miracles before them. Yet they all believed on Him. Yet they all believed on Him. Yet they all believed on Him. And yet they believe not on Him. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not me. He has performed miracles. He has raised you up out of the belly of death. And we don't believe on Him. He had done great miracles. Did Yah do great miracles? You know, we like to elevate ourselves, don't we? He did great miracles among them, did He not? They come to the Red Sea on the other side, and yet they still didn't believe on Him. And though Yahshua did great miracles, yet they did not believe that He was the image, He's the Word of Yah. They did not believe on Him. And this is us He's talking to here. He says that the saying of Yeshaya, the Nobi, might be fulfilled, which He spoke. I just read that of Yahweh. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of Yah been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because Yeshaya said again, He has blinded, He has kasar their eyes, He has hardened their levim, that they should not see, and their eyes should not understand, and their levim, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things says Yeshaya when he saw his splendid, and he spoke of him. So it is Yah that has caused the one to blind your eyes. It is Yahweh that has caused Shaitan to blind your mind, that you cannot hear or understand or see what he speaks. Why? Because we will not listen to what he says. Yah has an order. You're not going outside of his order. When we worked at IBM, I'm telling you, if you had a problem, they will let you escalate it all the way up to the CEO. But there was a process you had to follow. And it was one thing that had integrity about that. You went the process that they said, it was no problem. They would make sure. If you got a problem, and if it has to be escalated, what they're saying, if the first line manager don't catch it, then surely the second. Well, if he doesn't catch it, the third. Well, if the third line or the function manager doesn't catch it, then the project manager, he will catch it. Well, if the project manager doesn't catch it, then the corporate manager, one that he'll catch it. So they had that kind of confidence in those. That's why Yetro said, the Moshe you ordained, those of 1,000, 150, and 10, that they will oversee the problem, because they will catch the problem before it gets to you. Because they have the power of the Torah, they have the life of the living truth in them, they're men full of the Ruach, and they will see what must be done. But if you broke that chain, you were in trouble. They did not want to hear it. Because if you did that, they knew that it was not an issue with them, you were the issue. Because they consist that you did not understand proper protocol, you could not hear. But if you followed that precisely, you had no problem getting to the CEO. But if you broke that, it had to be a problem to get to the CEO. And when it got to the CEO, those beneath him, they knew that hedge was going to roll. And they were not going to allow it to get to the CEO. They were going to rectify that problem within that chain of structure before they wasted his time with such insignificant problem. Or they would bring about a resolution, you believe me. But if you went outside of that, they would say, no, it's Dave Roberts the problem. Because he cannot even hear the proper protocol of this corporation. And Yahweh has a protocol. First of all, it begins with hearing. You must listen to what he says. You will find all of your trouble awry, it derives from you not listening. When you learn how to hear, you will find you have less problems than what you really think you have, because you are the problem. You hear things in your corrupt mind and you internalize them under your corrupt status, not under the status of Yah. And then you internalize them that way and you respond that way. It is not Yah. Hallelujah. Yet they believe, saw what he done, but they still did not believe. Because their minds, their hearts were blinded. They were blinded. He blinded their eyes. He hardened. And he has hardened this generation. Especially this religious people that think that they have the true nuggets of Yah. It's the religious people that think they are Israel. And they are not. They are not at all, brothers and sisters. Shaul says to give us strength here in Romans chapter 11, verse 7. Only the elect of Yah will be able to see. Their eyes are not blinded. Romans 11, 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for. And Israel has not, because they're trying to do it through religious principles. Through ordinance. But not without the life of Yahshua. Listen to this now. Romans 11:7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election has obtained it. Those that are elected by Yah, they have attained it. And the rest were blinded. They were blinded. That's why he's going to say the remnant of the seed, the elect. There's a religious facet. They think they have it, but they don't have it. But the election, but the rest were blinded, but the elect has received it, according as it is written, Yahweh has given them the Ruach slumber, even that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this day. And that we said, let that table be made a snare and a trap. And that's what's our snare, isn't it? Our own table. And a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back. That's what he said. Let the table be a snare. And that's the thing that snares us, isn't it? Our own table, what we eat from. In the physical sense. In the natural sense. The spiritual sense. That's what snares us. The table you eat from, that's why we have no ability to control what we eat. That's why we have no ability over our sumptuous appetite, our greed. Hallelujah. We have no control over that. That's the thing that snares us. That's the thing that binds us. It's a table, whether it's a natural table or a spiritual table. We must eat from the table of Yah. Our table is full of putrefied and stench. His table is full of the cleanliness or the clean food. And his word is pure. Hallelujah. That's what his table is full of. So his table teaches us how to eat, how to prepare ourselves, our bodies and our minds to serve him. And when your mind is not prepared to serve him, you cannot serve him. When your physical body is not right, you cannot serve him. I don't care what you say. You can sit in your house and every time you turn around, there's pain here, pain there, this and that. Come on. Your mind can't even think on the things of Yah. This is a generation, their mind is so forgetful. He said they don't even retain him in their mind. And the reason why? Because we've forgotten the Torah. We've taken the Torah of Yah, replaced it with this tradition of the commandments of the teachings of men. And it will never work for you. You will never prosper. Beloved, I would have of all things that thou would prosper and be in tough health. Excellent health. Even as you grow in the things of Yah, even as you learn, even as the word teaches you to discipline your table, to discipline your walk, to watch what you eat, to watch how, what you allow into your ruach, to allow what you listen to. There are things you listen to, you can't even sleep at night because you say, well, they did this, this one, that one. Come on, brothers and sisters. I know what I'm talking about. There are things before I go to bed, I don't even want to hear that. Come on, don't call me about that, brother. Come on. I don't wait late at night and pay the little few bills we have. I do it first thing in the morning. The things I don't do at night. The things I don't allow them to close up. I want the word of Yah to close out my nights. I do. I want scripture. I want to see what it says in the book. I know sometimes it says, well, why don't he come to me? But honey, just give me a little longer because I see this and then my, that tastes better than that. That was excellent, but that's, oh my. Hallelujah. So that's what I want my mind to be closed about with truth. I want the helmet of Yahshua, salvation upon me. I'm going to close here from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:12. And Jaul, as he began to preach concerning the excellence of HaMashiach and the evidence of the word, by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, and that he had. I want you to hear this as I close. He says here in 2 Corinthians 3:12, Shaul says, seeing then that we have such tikvah, such hope, he said, because I have such an excellent hope, we speak and conduct ourselves bravely. He said, that's why we act the way we have, because we have a tikvah, we have a hope in Yahshua. He said, and not as Moshe, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel looked on the tefireth of the splendor that was not lasting. See, that veil or that covering what Moshe had, it kind of passed away. And it did not reflect what Yah, the inward power that Yah, that the Torah would do in a man's life if he operated in that. But see, that's what Yahshua came to do, remove that veil. To reveal what he had put in us, that we can operate in the power of the Torah, that we delight in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Verse 14, he says, but their minds were blinded, kasa, for until this day remain, the veil taken away in the reading of the Old Covenant or the Tanakh, which veil is done away with, that veil is removed in Yahshua. See, the power of the Torah was never revealed unto them, or the strength of by the veil of Moshe, because it was revealed by a man. It was given by a man. But Yahshua is the son of Yah, that he revealed the power of the Torah, that veil whereby they cannot see the strength of the spiritual life. For we know that the Torah is spiritual. They cannot see that. Well, Yahshua came to show us that the Torah is spiritual. So that veil that was hidden, that's why when he hung on that stake, that the veil was torn, it was rent in the pride of Yah. That he tore down that veil, that the strength of the Torah was not contained by the veil of the flesh, but the power of it will be revealed by the Ruach of the Spirit of life, Yahshua. And the beauty of that living Torah is greater than the acts and the deeds that were performed in the tabernacle. Because the beauty of the Torah now, it brings about this excellence of the beauty of Yah in our life. And it's done by Yahshua. It's not done any other way. Yahshua. Hallelujah. Verse 15, but even to this day, when Torah, when Moshe or the Torah is read, the veil upon their left, they still cannot see. They cannot see the beauty of the power of Yahshua or the manifestation of the Torah. Those that are religious Israelites. We are the elect of Yah from the seed of Israel. He says, nevertheless, whereas a man makes repentance or teshuvah to the Master Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away by the Ruach HaKodesh. Now the Master Yahweh is that same Ruach. We know that Yah is a Ruach. He is a spirit, right? Is that what it says? He's a Ruach. And whereby the Ruach of the Master Yahweh is, there is liberty, there's freedom. Whereby were his Ruach, we have a liberty. We rejoice. Why? Because we know we're free. We're not bound. Our eyes are not covered. We're free. We can see. And what the Ruach of Yahweh is, if you have no liberty because you have not the Ruach of Yah, well, it means more than just in the house. It's what's in you. But we all, with an open face, seeing ourselves in the mirror, see the Tefireth of Master Yahweh. Do you see Him in you? Oh, I see Him in me. When I look in the mirror, I love looking in the mirror. And I just bless my Abba. I love you, man. I speak that. I do. I don't care what you say. I don't care how, if you're offended by it, I tell me all the time, I love me. Oh, I don't say it like that, but I say it. I love you, man. Hallelujah. Because we cannot love Yah. We can't even love our neighbor unless we love ourselves. And I believe that. And so if you love yourself, you're going to do what's right by yourself, right? How many of you all want to go out naked when it's 33 degrees below zero? And I use that as an extreme. Nobody. You'll freeze to death within minutes. And so it is with the word of Yah. We go out naked. We go naked. We're not covered with the truth. We're covered with lies. Our cloak is not one of Sadiq, is not one of righteous, a falsehood. It's hypocrisy. We grin, we skin, and we're not genuine. I tend to tear the whole house of the devil down. We look at the mirror, we open facedly see ourselves in the mirror, seeing the Tefireth of Master Yahweh, and are changed into the same likeness from Tefireth to Tefireth. As they would say, they go from one stature of honor to the other. I don't like the part they use. Quote, they would say this, quote, from glory to glory, unquote. But from Tefireth, from the splendor of Yah to the excellence of His splendor. That's the way we should look and see ourselves every day. Come on, y'all hear me? We should look at ourselves and say, I can see a difference today. Man, you ought to be able to look at yourself and see that every day. From Tefireth, from splendor to splendor. Hallelujah. Ought to be able to look and see the deep crevices in your eyes and the little lines and see everything and see beyond that. Come on. I look at stuff like that. And I'm not going to tell you lies, so I don't. You ought to be able to see the splendor every day. From Tefireth to Tefireth every day. You got to look in the mirror to see that. Hallelujah. And Yeshua is what reflects who we are. Hallelujah. And even the Ruach of our Master Yahweh, from day to day, we can see the change of Yah. We can see how He elevates us and changes us. This is the last verse I want to read from Sirach. You don't have this. It says in Sirach 20:29, presents and gifts blind the eyes of the wise, like a muzzle on the mouth causes him to avert reproof. That's what gifts do to the wise men. They blind them. Well, this brother's giving $600 a week. He can't see his sins like hell. Lies. You're going to expose his sins. I don't care who he is. Giving you $10,000 a week. It makes no difference with Yah. And so that's what the enemy has done today. It muzzles the mouth. And so the man of Yah cannot reprove. Hallelujah. Well, I gave him a little candy. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. Don't buy me a gift. My wife bought me a gift the other day and I appreciate it. But I said, it's not what I want. Hallelujah. Well, that's cold. No, it's just honesty. Don't save the money. I'd rather you save it. Don't spend it on me. I don't need nothing. Hallelujah. And what I need, you wouldn't even know how to buy it for me, all right? Don't buy me nothing. I don't bless you, my daughter, but those truffles, I act like a wild man with them. They ain't the best thing for me. Hallelujah. I talk about saving things. Those I save not one. Hallelujah. Your gift to me is just obeying this. This is what makes my heart fat. I don't need cookies. I can buy them. Hallelujah. I don't need cars, just your blessing, Yah. That's a greater blessing than anything. Hallelujah, it's the truth. I don't need you to say thank you. You don't have to say that. I don't need no thanks. I don't need nothing. I want you to total that in all things bless Him. That's more important to me. Hallelujah. I'd rather you do that. I said to Elder Martin this morning, that's not wrong to do, but I just don't want you to do it. I know some of you all are cold. You don't know how to do it. You haven't been taught to do it. You need to learn how to do it. Hallelujah. That's why it's a wonderful thing. You sisters, you get together, learn how to bless each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that you that are selfish, you just think it's all about you. It's not about you. It's about Yahshua. Hallelujah. It's more blessed to give than receive. So it's more blessed for you to give than for to look. And that's the way we are. Hallelujah. I need nothing. Period. That's the honest truth. I don't need nothing. Don't need another pair of shoes. Hallelujah. Got some of them I've never worn. Got two pair of tennis shoes. I got one pair I've had for a year. Never even put them on. Never even worn them. I've had them for a year. Never even worn them. Down the free market, the man wanted to give me a pair. I said, nah, I ain't gonna, I don't see. Come on, Pastor Rob. Come on, Pastor Rob. Take these shoes. I said, nah, I don't want you to give me those shoes, man. He said, you like those shoes, Pastor Robert? Try them on. I knew exactly what he was going to do. He's going to give me the shoes. I didn't want his shoes. But that's cool. Nah, that wasn't the issue. I don't need no tennis shoes. I really don't. Even though I got a pair. I don't need no tennis shoes. Hallelujah. I need Yahshua. Because everything I have, it is nothing. Nothing. We need to begin to eat from his table. And the way we eat from the table of the world is a true sign of our mutated mind. That's why you love the whole houses, the chicken houses. Just eat from Yah. Hallelujah. Stop it, brothers and sisters. You need to stop that. That's why your bodies don't function the way it functions. You need to stop it. I'm telling you. There's poison they're feeding you. You look at some of the chemicals in the food, you can't even pronounce them. And that's crazy. You're eating something you don't know. Come on, brothers and sisters. I look at everything. Hallelujah. Well, who was that? Brother Nate was telling me one of the sisters looked up what was on one of those energy drinks and said it was bull urine. You think they don't use that? They use urine and all kinds of urine and foods and processing of food. Hallelujah. They use that. Everything is hybrid and gene splitting with hogs and all this kind of stuff. That's why our bodies are crazy acting like that. That's why, come on, our minds don't even function right. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. Y'all get upset with it, right? True. Yah made our bodies to excrete. Our bodies cannot purge itself. There are folks that can't even hardly sweat. Now, you know something. Come on. Now, that's your body. That's the way of your body to truly detoxify itself. You got to sweat. Our pores are closed. We can't sweat. Hallelujah. Our minds, they're so shallow, they can't endure nothing. That's enough. Nah, that ain't enough. Come on, get busy. Hallelujah. Boys in the old days, and they could get out there and labor all day long and still labor the next day. We ain't worth a dime. And it's because of what the world has done to us. We must begin to eat from the table of Yah. And the table that Yahshua prepared for us, it is the bread of life. It is the host day of bread. And that's what we need to do. Hallelujah. Quit drinking them soda pops and all that twisted false juice and all. It doesn't help you. It's false. It's wrong. I'm telling you. And everything that they have, that they don't even know the effects of that syrup, corn syrup and all that. Come on, that's why everybody's fat today. We like sodas, we like that junk and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Ice cream and all that. It's not the best thing. I don't care if y'all get upset with me. Hallelujah. Might as well say the truth for our own time. Hallelujah. We like hogs. And that's not right. Don't they fatten up hogs? That's what we do. We like to fatten ourselves up. We just eat like hogs. Hallelujah. We see something someone has got, we want some of that. You get the little old box you got in the house, you pack that full and see something, you get something, still start cramming in there. And then when you see that, you're going to eat that and hold that. Come on, brothers and sisters. One thing Bishop said to us, he would always tell us, bro, he would tell us here too. He used to live to eat, now he just eat to live. Just live. I'd rather just, if I had to eat an apple every day, I'd rather eat that and be healthy and live than to have a big slab of ribs and baked beans and all that and be unhealthy. I'd rather just eat an apple a day. And so he wants us to prosper in our looks, in our physical look. Yes, he does. In our bodies, our teeth, and all of that. May Yah strengthen you all. May he bless you that are listening. May Yah strengthen you all. May he bless you that are listening. Beautiful. May he bless you. And may Yah barak you all. Let's stand to our feet. Come on. We sing with the choir today. Hallelujah. things we do rejoice this Shabbat. And all those that needed us today, we again bless our friends, listeners, those that have so kindly sent the wonderful offerings on this week. Mother Jerome James, Brother and Sister Wartlow out there in the assembly in Omaha, Nebraska. And Sister Velma, precious with her gifts, her kindness. Brother Michael, Sister Michael Lan, Brother Alex, they're in Ohio, faithful compatriots of the truth. Bless them. And bless all of our friends, those that are listening. We don't call them all by name, yeah, but it is not that they are forgotten. Pray for our young brother Jeff there in Australia with his family. Bless them today, yeah, as the Shabbat is over for them. And the Sunday, the first day, is upon them. Strengthen him, I pray, and all of our friends and listeners. We ask it all in the precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.